Welcome to Holy Trinity Headington Quarry for our service on this Sunday after Ascension Day. My name is Laura Byron Scott and I'm the vicar here, and I'm joined remotely by our associate priest, Rob Gilbert. Our preacher today is the Reverend Dr. Andrew Gregory, chaplain of University College, Oxford, and a member of our congregation. We are delighted to broadcast this service in collaboration with Radio Charwell, our local hospital radio station. We hope that all listening in can draw strength, comfort, and peace at a time of so much fear and uncertainty. If you're listening at home, you might wish to light a candle as we begin. Try to sit still and peacefully. Remember that through the Holy Spirit, God meets us wherever we are. If you are listening in hospital as a patient, relative, or member of staff, join in as you can, or just let the words and music wash over you, and remember that you are safe in God's hands. If you would like to join in the words of the service, you can find an order of service on our website, www.hthq.uk, under Online Services. There is also a virtual collection plate facility there if you would like to make a donation to support the work of our church. We begin with our parish prayer for this time of crisis. God of compassion, we offer up in prayer all who are affected by this outbreak. We pray for all healthcare workers and researchers, as well as all who are ill, all who have died, and the family members and friends who care for them. We pray for those whose livelihoods and income are threatened by the outbreak, and for all living in uncertainty. For wise decisions, increased compassion, and the recognition that all who are affected share a common humanity as children of the one God. We offer our prayers in the confidence that your perfect love casts out fear, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our first hymn is Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise.
Oh,
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Alleluia, Christ is risen. What God has prepared for those who love him, he has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything. Therefore, let us in penitence open our hearts to the Lord, who has prepared good things for those who love him. You raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. You bring pardon and peace to the broken in heart. Christ, have mercy. You make one by your Spirit the torn and divided. Lord, have mercy. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. We beseech you, leave us not comfortless, but send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to the place where our Saviour Christ is gone before, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. This is the word of the Lord. We sing or listen to the hymn, Jesus Shall Reign. Alleluia, alleluia. Go and make disciples of all nations, says the Lord, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me I have given to them. And they have received them and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
It's quite understandable that you may not even have noticed. But Thursday past was Ascension Day, which brings to an end the 40 days of the season of Easter. It's a public holiday in much of the rest of Europe and also elsewhere, but not in the United Kingdom. And it's the time in the Christian year when the Church invites us to reflect on what it means for Jesus to be risen from the dead and no longer physically present to us as he was to his disciples when he lived in human flesh like ours. No longer physically present because no longer living like us in space and time, yet universally present through the Spirit that God sent in place of Jesus and who is with us now. Although often neglected, the ascension of Jesus is in many ways implied by claims about Jesus' resurrection. So the feast brings the celebration of Easter to its natural end. For the new life to which Jesus was raised is the life not of earth, but of heaven, and he returned to the throne of God from which he had come. And yet, for many of us, for perfectly understandable reasons, the ascension can seem a belief too far. Maybe we're put off by those illustrations in children's Bibles or even in stained glass windows where we see a pair of feet hanging from a cloud. Or maybe with echoes of the words sometimes attributed to the Russian cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin, we know that humans have been to space but did not see God when they were there. This is an objection to the ascension that we might describe as scientific or cosmological in nature. But perhaps more pressing is an objection that we might describe as moral. For what use is God if, like an absentee landlord, God is nowhere to be found when we need him? If once Jesus was here, or so the story goes, but now has disappeared and is no longer any earthly use. Yet to put the objection like that overlooks Christian claims about what the ascension means. For it is not as if Jesus has gone away and absented himself because the demands of the world have become too much. It is rather that Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us, and that where Jesus goes, we may go as well. And so this is a claim that gives us hope not only for the future, but also for the here and now. Hope for the world we inhabit today, and hope for the different communities and settings in which we live our lives. For by ascending bodily into heaven, Jesus has brought our human life into the life of God, such that the life of earth and the life of heaven are connected as never before, such that no virus can overcome God's purposes and love for us. When God took on flesh in the person of his Son, he entered and shared the experiences and limitations, the joys and the sorrows of human life. He took on a human body and showed us how a perfect human could live in relation to God and in relation also to other people. Then, of course, we killed him. But God raised Jesus from the dead, and he raised him in bodily form. Not in a body just like ours, but in a body no longer subject to ageing, to illness, and to death. In a body recognisably like ours, yet different, such that Jesus was still Jesus, but now in the body in which he would return to heaven. The type of resurrected body to which we too may be raised, just as surely as Jesus has been raised. far from being an absentee landlord, distant and inaccessible. Christians believe that the risen and ascended Jesus is the one in whom all things hold together and to whom all may come in prayer. The one who is universally accessible to us all and in whom the life of earth and life of heaven are brought together as never before. For the risen and ascended Jesus, to whom all may pray and in whom all may find that their deepest needs are recognised and met, is one who knows what it is to be human. The one who himself embodies all that we may yet become. The one who confers on us a dignity greater than we can confer on others or on ourselves. In a crowded flat, a busy care home, or in a spacious house and garden, our experiences of lockdown may be very different from those of other people. In a hospital ward, on a supermarket till, or behind the wheel of a bus, some of us face immediate risks much greater than others. And not all of us have an equal share of resources on which to draw. Yet Christians believe that the risen Jesus is equally accessible to us all, and that Jesus lived and died to show God's love to all of us and to enable us to come to him. None of us knows what the future may hold, and assumptions in which we once placed our trust may no longer give us the confidence that once they did. But if we celebrate the ascension, we may rejoice that there is in heaven one who knows what it means to be human. One who is present and accessible to us all through the Spirit of God. One who has gone before us to prepare a place for us and to embody our suffering in the scars in his hands and side. Who gives to our lives meaning and purpose and hope, as he reigns on high and brings our human experience into the life of God.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, God Almighty, by whose plan earth and heaven sprang to being, all created things began. We believe in Christ the Saviour, Son of God in human frame, Virgin born, the child of Mary, upon whom the Spirit came. Christ, who on the cross forsaken, like a lamb to slaughter led, suffered under Pontius Pilate, he descended to the dead. We believe in Jesus risen, heaven's King to rule and reign, to the Father's side ascended, till as judge he comes again. We believe in God the Spirit, in one church below above, saints of God in one communion, one in holiness and love. So, by faith, our sins forgiven, Christ our Saviour, Lord and Friend, we shall rise with him in glory to the life that knows no end. Amen.
In the power of the Spirit, and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. We begin by praying for each one of our neighbours, our friends, and the members of our families, the people among whom we live our lives. We pray for the people we love we cannot see in person, the people with whom we find heaven on earth. We pray in the company of Jesus, in whom heaven and earth are one. Lord, hear us. We pray for all who are serving as medical and care staff, giving thanks for the way in which they embody service of others. We pray for all those serving as key workers, maintaining transport links, working in shops, in schools, and in other ways keeping daily life going. We pray for all those who are working in scientific research for a vaccine and for better methods of diagnosis and treatment. We pray for them all, for their continued safety and well-being, and giving thanks for the different fruits of the Spirit of God which they display. Lord, hear us. We pray for our responsibilities and tasks, and the different ways in which we are called to serve. We pray that we may be sensitive to what God is asking us to do in each situation in which we find ourselves and with our lives. We pray that we may embody the Spirit of God in our life on earth and come at last to our place in heaven. Lord, hear us. We pray with Jesus that we may be one as he is one with his Father. We pray for the one church throughout the world, for her leaders and all her members, giving thanks for her witness and looking for her unity in word and in action for the good of all peoples. We pray for Stephen, our bishop, for Justin, our archbishop, and for Pope Francis. Lord, hear us. We pray with Jesus that we may be one as he is one with his Father. We pray for the nations of the earth, for peace and for justice in every place, and for a fair share for all of the goods of this world. We pray for migrants and refugees, and we pray for all who have needed to travel far from their homelands for work and to serve others. And we pray for this country, for the Queen and members of the royal family, for the Prime Minister and the leader of the opposition, for our systems of lawmaking and the maintenance of order and peace. Lord, hear us. We pray with Jesus, who brought healing and wholeness to people he met, for all who are sick or suffering in any way, in body, in mind, or in spirit. We pray especially for all suffering from coronavirus infection, at home and in hospital, and among them for those who are dying. We pray too for people whose recovery is taking a long time and whose healing is slow. And we pray for people facing up to recent diagnoses of other life-threatening and life-limiting conditions. We pray with Jesus, who knows what it is to be human. Lord, hear us. We pray with Jesus, who died and rose and ascended to prepare a place for us with God for all who have died. Among them, for all who have died with coronavirus infection. For others who have died recently. And for our own loved ones who have died. We pray in thanksgiving for their lives, and in the hope of sharing with them the life of Christ in God. Lord, hear us. And so, rejoicing in the fellowship of Mary, the Mother of Jesus, and all God's saints, living and dead, we commend ourselves and people everywhere to his unfailing love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
God has made us one in Christ. He has set his seal upon us, and as a pledge of what is to come, has given the Spirit to dwell in our hearts. Alleluia. The peace of the risen Christ be always with you. We sing or listen to the hymn, Lord Enthroned in Heavenly Splendour.
Oh,
be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest, and make yourself known in the breaking of bread. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is our great High Priest, who has entered once for all into the heavenly sanctuary, evermore to pour upon your church the grace and comfort of your Holy Spirit. He is the one who has gone before us, who calls us to be united in prayer, as were his disciples in the upper room, while they awaited his promised gift, the life-giving Spirit of Pentecost. Therefore, all creation yearns with eager longing as angels and archangels sing the endless hymn of praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence, his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross, bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation. We proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people, gather us in your loving arms, and bring us with Mary, Mother of our Lord, and all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, giver of love and power, your Son, Jesus Christ, has sent us into all the world to preach the gospel of his kingdom. Confirm us in this mission and help us to live the good news we proclaim. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our final hymn is Crown Him with Many Crowns. the Spirit of truth, lead you into all truth, give you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and strengthen you to proclaim the word and works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Service. Radio Charwell.